Bears rush four. Tight pocket. He's ripped up and down he goes. Pernell McPhee.
That's my attitude, just to come in with a violent mindset and just try to dominate every guy who I go against. That's the mindset you have to go in with this game. You've got to be violent, you've got to be physical, and you got to be ready every play.
One of the key figures in the rebuilding of this organization, do you feel some of that responsibility on your shoulders?
Yes, of course. It's my duty to get the soldiers up every play, every down, every game, every day at practice.
If you ain't selfish, then you're never going to be great. All of us out here are trying to eat. That was one of your quotes from the Baltimore Ravens days. Who told you that?
Ray.
Ray Lewis.
That's my man. He taught me, hey, in this game, you got to be selfish. You got to want to make every tackle. You got to want to have every sack. You want to be to the ball every play. You just don't turn the switch, because when you out there in practice and when you go hard, that's the switch. So all throughout the week, you turning it. And when the game comes, it just flip on and it's easy. The harder you go in practice, the easier it is in the game.
The eastern shore of Lake Okeechobee, it's called the Muck. Right?
The Muck.
So you're a mucker.
I'm a muck boy.
It was brought to my attention several years ago when I was at the Super Bowl and was interviewing that week's Antonio Holmes. And he was talking about the sugarcane fields and chasing rabbits. The young men would sell that meat for money to support their families. So
it's rough.
Were you one of those kids in the field chasing rabbits?
You out in the cane field, you could run across bobcats, water market snakes. You got rabbits jumping in the canal where alligators coming, and it's either you gonna get that prey or the alligator gonna get that prey. And you see guys jumping in the canal right behind the rabbits and the alligators be right there. And it's crazy, man.
I wanna hear about your great grandmother, Leela.
I honestly could say without her, I probably would be in this position, because that's my motivation. Even when I lined up today, I was like, gotta go get this money. Grandma needed it. Just growing up in a one bedroom, six siblings, it was rough.
What's the most important thing she taught you, given that situation you were in?
Just stay praying, stay humble, and stay respectful.
You know, football was not an option in the early days of your high school life. Clearly you wanted to play the game. Were you just dying to play, or did you have to learn to love it?
The moments in life where you either got this road to choose or that road to choose.
Was there an actual moment when you had a decision to make at that crossroads, so to speak?
Oh. It was bad. That's all I can say. It was bad. And it was one of those moments where I would never have to live again. And I just went praying about all my situations, and I chose the right path.
Clearly, you close your eyes and you see it without telling us, but we get the message. Do you take it on Sundays? Do you take it on the field with you sometimes?
I try to get pissed off. So when I want to get pissed off, that's one of the things I try to think about, you know, and other things that I've been through in the past. And I just try to go and drill it in my head that this is that person, this is the devil, this is that enemy right there who's trying to stop you from getting wherever you want to get. And I just try to take it out on them.